Ari says, I think I should print out the inflamed hands pictures for when I crave corn chips. Yeah, when you crave this stuff, think about what it does to you. I've just thought about it. I used to think about it all the time, and now I don't even have to think about it anymore. I just won't even go there. I used to pig out on my friend. My kids had these corn chips that were made with, they were yummy. They had brown rice in them, they had black beans in them, onion, garlic, and sprouted corn. I mean, if you're going to eat corn chips, they were the way to go. Yet, as soon as I ate one, I wanted two, I wanted three. I'd end up eating the whole bag and thinking about driving to the store to buy another bag. Is that a food addiction or what? And then I'd feel kind of groggy and I'd be irritable because I wanted more, and I decided it wasn't worth it. So it was probably 10 years ago. I said, no more. I'm done. I'm not going to even try it. Oxy wants to know, what about the raw corn chips? Yeah, I mean, you can make raw corn chips as long as you're not allergic to corn. You can make raw corn chips. You can make them combining chia seed or flax seed with whole corn that's been ground up. Oh, yeah. Oxy says they're so good, but honestly, you can only eat like four or five. It's because they're so nutrient dense. When you eat foods that are nutrient dense, it is hard to overeat because your brain gets the signal enough. But when you eat foods that are just calorie dense, but not nutrient dense, your brain gets the, I'm still hungry because it needs nutrients. It's craving nutrients, but you give it more of the same, and so it keeps craving. Same thing with those corn chips. There's something addictive about the flavor, especially if you do have an allergy to it. You tend to want more. They do stimulate endorphin release in the brain, so they have an opiate-like response. So you eat one piece, and the next thing you know, you want the whole loaf because it's like you're a little cocaine addict. And you've been given a little cocaine, and now you're going, okay, enough's enough, give me the rest. So, Joyce said, I read the other day that corn has a protein that's similar to gluten, find it hard to digest. A lot of people find corn hard to digest, and a lot of people find it addictive. So, while it doesn't have gluten per se, there are a number of proteins like that in the grains. Oat has a protein that's like that, whereas they found most, like maybe 75% of celiacs were not reacting. To, no, I think it was less than that. But a certain percentage of celiacs did not react to oat, so they didn't think it's not gluten. But a lot of them did react because they were cross-reacting to the protein in the oat and the corn. Corn is like that. Rice is not so much. People either take rice or leave rice. But Irene wants to know, how do you make them if they're raw? Do you put them in the dehydrator? Yeah. My book, Dried and Gone to Heaven, has 250 pages of recipes, and there's a whole chapter on chips, on how to make corn chips. And you can even make corn chips without the corn. So even if you are allergic, and you can do it with flax and chia seeds, and you mix veggies in there with it. So I have a corn chip, quote unquote, corn chip recipe that's blended up carrots and celery and onion with flax seeds. And then I shape them into a corn chip shape. I had a picture that I pulled up. I should pull that up and show you. Let me see if I can find it. This was a presentation I did many years ago, a couple of years ago, when we first released the book Dried and Gone to Heaven. And let me show you some pictures. This is how you make corn chips, basically. You spread this batter out, which is really, it's really not corn, it's flax, but and you cut them into these little triangles, and that's what they look like when they come out. And they're yummy and they're delicious. And you can add veggies to them. Here's some other things you can make that look like comfort food. Here's more of those chips with some cayenne or chipotle on them. These breadsticks, breadcrumbs, or croutons that you can make. So if you have a dehydrator, there's so many things you can make. Pizza, even. Doesn't that look like the real thing? That's dehydrated. It's a flax and buckwheat crust. There's another one that's more of a flax crust. This is pizza, my dears. You do not have to deprive yourself. These are like a chipotle. What was in this? It was a mushroom with breadcrumbs on it, and it just amazing stuff that you can do with a dehydrator, even cereal. So Bayari says, yes, I'll try again with making raw healthy chips in the dehydrator. I'll ask the chef because mine were never really good, often soggy. You need to leave them in longer, and if they're soggy, the next time you make them, use less liquid. Very easy. If you use the recipes from the Driving on to Heaven, they're pretty well thought out. The chia ones are so easy. You soak your chia and then you throw some seasonings in it and throw it in the dehydrator and cut it into crisps. They're absolutely delicious. Those are just sweet potatoes, which are seasoned and then dehydrated, and they make really awesome chips as well. Teresa says, I love Driving God to Heaven. It's been a while since I made anything like that. Sweet potato chips are so easy, and yes, they are great. Let me see. Any other questions? Oh, Bayari had a question. Evaporated cane juice is just the same as sugar crystals. You see so much in the health food products here, and it's like it's better than sugar. And around here, they grow crops of sugar, so cane juice and evaporated cane juice is big here. Yeah, the thing about the difference between sugar and evaporated cane juice, there's two different things. There's Rapadura, which is actually dehydrated cane juice, and then there's evaporated cane juice. And the dehydrated cane juice, they basically, you can take the sugar cane, you can juice the sugar cane and then dehydrate that into a powder, and that's different than the evaporated, which is put in vats and heated up to high temperatures and then crystallized out. And you do get, when it is truly the evaporated or dehydrated cane juice, you get a lot more nutrients still intact, like your B vitamins don't get destroyed. So you actually do get a little bit more nutrition. But most of what's sold, this white stuff that looks like sugar crystals, it's just basically the same thing. They're calling it by a different name. If you buy sugar cane, you can get, we once went on a trip. Some of you have heard this story before, but went on a trip to Hawaii, and we found in the supermarket this big, like 2 foot long piece of sugar cane. And the kids were like, oh, we want to try that. So we bought it and we'd cut it open and we'd suck on it. And we had so much fun with it every day. We'd have a little bite of it and a little bit of it. Kids were really enjoying it. By the end of the 2 week vacation, we still had a piece left. And we couldn't take it home with us, so we tossed it. But every day we got a little sweet treat with it. So I wanted to find out how much sugar cane does it take to make a teaspoon of sugar. And when I looked it up, it turns out it takes 20 inches of sugar cane to make a teaspoon of sugar. So my family and I had been just going crazy on this delicious sugary treat for a week, and we had eaten between the four of us, less than a teaspoon of sugar. So when you eat food in the whole natural state, you eat less of it. When you concentrate it and take out the fiber and take out the nutrition, you're going to overdo it, and you get sick. That's what's happening. Foxy wants to know about, what about the Ezekiel cereal? It's probably similar. Read the label. It's probably a lot of sprouted stuff. It might actually be better than the bread because it doesn't need the things to hold it together. But I haven't looked at those. I haven't looked at that one. Bayari said, that's interesting because you can buy the fresh green sugar canes here. So there you go. If you want to, try it and see if, I don't know if you can juice it easily in a regular juicer, or you need a special juicer to be able to do it. But I actually went to a restaurant once here that offered sugar cane juice. And I asked them, what is this? So I said, well, we have pieces of sugar cane and we juice it. Like, okay. It was lemonade sweetened with sugar cane juice. So I said, okay, I'll try it. And Michaeline, you mentioned a couple of things about cleaning products, and I just created a little clip. I don't know if it got shown yet on the site, but hopefully it'll be there with the other clips from the earlier. On the break, I created a little clip, but it was about cleaning products. But if you have anything you want to add, anything you want to say about natural cleaning products, Teresa, I'm so excited that you managed to stay on the whole time. Yay. And all of you who did. But I know Teresa's been kind of tired lately, so yay. Use the Meyers Clean Day entire line. It's the only thing that doesn't aggravate my lungs. Yay. Okay. Teresa says, I've loved spending this day with all of you. It's been so much fun. Thank you, with love and gratitude. Thank you. DE is a great cleanser. It even gently polishes. That's a good idea. I wonder if that's better than the scouring thing that we bought, because those are cleansers are expensive. So if you could use natural stuff like boric acid, or we use vinegar and water in a spray bottle. And DE is so cheap. Yeah. Hey, Michaeline.
There is a Thieves cleaning product, and it has the natural essential oils in it, which are antimicrobial, antibacterial, etc. And then you can make it in different solutions for various kinds of cleaning, spray, mop, etc.
that you would get from Young Living?
Yes. They have it, you know, lots of different people sell that on the net. But yes, it's from Young Living Essential Oils.
Great. All right, so Thieves Cleaning Solution. Great. Great to know.
Yeah. The other thing I wondered is, you know, when you're talking about the essential oils, several of them, you know, of course, have powdered equivalents. And I wondered when you tended to use the essential oils versus the powdered version.
Great question. The essential oils will tend to have that stronger effect. So if I'm looking for a therapeutic effect, say with the oregano, right? The oregano oil is much more concentrated and I'd have to eat a lot of oregano in order to get that same effect. But on the other hand, like say in my drinking water, it's easy to put a drop or two of essential oil and you don't have a bunch of sludgy pieces of stuff in your drinking water. So it's more palatable from that regard. So that's when I would use the oil versus the whole pieces. And again, with the soup, it doesn't matter. I think I use the lemongrass oil rather than the whole lemongrass just because working with it, whole lemongrass is harder to do because it you tend to have to run the big long sticks through the blender and then strain it and all this. So it's easier to just use the oil. So whenever it's easier, whenever it's more palatable in terms of I'm serving somebody a nice lemonade or something and I would like it to have mint without having pieces of dried mint floating around in there. And then when I'm looking for the therapeutic effect. So other than that, there's no science to it. It just have fun with it.
Okay, great, thanks.
Super. All right. The diatomaceous earth has been being discussed. Diatomaceous earth. Very inexpensive stuff that you can get. You can get it at your local health food store. You can get it at your local pet supply store, feedlot store. And it's very inexpensive for big amounts of it. It's good. It's a good parasite cleanse. They use it a lot in pets for parasite cleanse, but it also can be used in people. It's a good cleaner. It's also a good anti-pest thing. So you can put it at the edges, like at your moldings, if you've got an ant infestation or other kind of bugs, and you can use it instead of bad pesticides, you know, how harmful pesticides. And then Beverly's saying you can also use it to clean silver and things. Good. Teresa said Mountain Rose Herbs has a recipe for Thieves Oil, and she just put that on the Mountain Rose blog. That's great. And then Bayari said there's an article on the Vital Forum about DE. Foxy says be careful and use an eye mask and mouth mask when you use it, but it's non-toxic. And the reason for that is it's particulate. So when you open it, like if you shake up the little jar of the DE and you've got powder in there, it gets in the air. So it can be a local irritant if it gets into your eyes. I think that's what she's referring to. And Bayari wanted to know, can you use DE to make ants stay away from food in your kitchen? And yeah, you sprinkle it around and it's a natural deterrent. And you want to do the food grade DE. Make sure when you get it, 100% food grade. There was one called PermaGuard that we have here in the States. I don't know if it's available in Australia, but that particular brand is guaranteed to be food safe. And Teresa said, sorry, I lost my connection. I meant to write that they have a recipe for making your own Thieves blend and also a vinegar. So handy and way less expensive than Young Living, although Young Living is awesome. You enjoyed that too. And Beverly wants to know, where's the homemade Thieves recipe that Teresa just posted a link a little bit further up. It's mountainroseblog.com/thieves-oil. Just a little bit further up in the chat log. I already wanted to know, is it bad to have hands in bicarbonate of soda and washing them every day? And Beverly says, no, it's okay. And then Teresa just posted that. This chat log is there in the... Yeah, Foxy just checked on Amazon and the Thieves is quite pricey, but people give it a great review. So thanks, Teresa, for sharing that. It's great. And I love Mountain Rose. I can't say enough good things about them. I don't get a commission from them or anything, but I just love them. It's family run. It's all organic. Their prices are so reasonable that you just go out there and buy bunches of herbs. As you can see from my stash that I do that. And you can't possibly use all those herbs that I have on a daily basis, but I like to experiment and I like to play around with them. And, you know, hopefully they last a long time in the jars and all, because I have way more than a year's supply, I think, of herbs. So I'm not going to order any more, even when I hear about something that sounds really great. One thing you might want to do though, is really look at their culinary blend mixes, because like today I made this dip. And I made the dip yesterday, I could take any of my culinary blend mixes and just pour it in, and I have an instant dip. You have an instant meal, an instant soup, an instant whatever, because they've already thought through the proportions. They have a Caribbean mix, a Mexican mix, a Thai mix, an Indian mix, Italian mix. They have all different kinds of mixes. And they all, so far, every one of them that I've had tastes really delicious. Here, sorry. Leslie, what is the brand name of the root beer flavoring you use for soda? Would love to make some for my nephews. It's Sweet Leaf Stevia, and it's root beer stevia. Yeah, try it. Your nephews will love it. My son's friends loved it. And these were kids that eat conventional, so enjoy. Sweet Leaf Stevia. Yep, they come in the little bottles. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them at Whole Foods. Whole Foods doesn't tend to have as much of the selection of flavors as you might find on Amazon, but I believe that I found the root beer at Whole Foods. They had the chocolate and chocolate raspberry and all. Call it in. Barry wants to know if you need to keep the Sweet Leaf Stevia in the fridge when opened. I don't. I usually keep them up. You saw where I had them on the counter, and I've had them there for quite a while, so no problem. And I keep them I keep a couple of them up by my desk so I can flavor things if I want to flavor something. I hope everybody has an awesome rest of the weekend. Go do something fun. Make sure you get some movement. I'm looking out my window and the sun's starting to go down and it's looking very beautiful. And I think I'm going to hop off here and go outside and move around a little bit and just enjoy the last little bit of warmth and daylight. And hopefully we'll be having some more wonderful warm weather tomorrow and I'll be able to get out there. Have a great evening. Great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.